galinha popiri.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Extreme heat was a key factor behind the recent forest and land fires in Riau province, according to Indonesia's Minister of Forestry, Raja Juli Antoni. He explained on Tuesday the heat recorded by the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency was intensified by Typhoon Wipa in the Philippines. He urged residents in Riau to avoid land clearing or vegetation burning until at least July 28. Indonesia's Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin has outlined why the country must reform its medical education system to tackle a critical shortage of specialist doctors. He said at the launch of the accelerated program for the fulfillment and distribution of general practitioners and specialists in Jakarta on Tuesday. He emphasized the problem is not just distribution, but a fundamental lack of supply. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Kerasnya hatiku. selesaikan cantikmu. Kau wanita terhebat bagiku. Tolong kamu jamkan itu.
Satu yang kau rasa sedikit berbeda dari yang biasa. Menjadi satu tanda tanya, apa yang sedang terjadi kini?
Kau buat aku tak bisa pungkiri rasa. Tak pernah ku sangka akan adanya satu tanda tanya yang akan membawa kita ke sana.
Oh, ada yang tak biasa di antara kita. Baru ku rasakan ada yang padamu. Kini aku mengerti, samakah kau rasa ada yang berbeda. Nyata.
Tiada ada ragu bila memang benar kita.
Biarlah rasa ini benar-benar jadi nyata.
Tiada alasan untuk menahan semua yang akan membawa kita ke sana.
Biasa di antara kita, baru ku rasakan adanya padamu. Kini aku mengerti, samakah kau rasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Mungkin ada cinta, katakan ini benar nyata. Coba katakan.
cinta.
Katakan ini benar.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archie Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yofi Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archie Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Archie Widianto and Yofi Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single, which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratio Ngo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Kau mengikat akad yang seharusnya milikku, kini miliknya. Meski hatiku untuk kamu dan hatimu tetap aku, jangan coba kita tuh bertemu. Takkan sanggup bertahan diam, ingin berlari memelukmu yang pernah ku miliki.
Di benakku selalu terlintas jalinan kisah kita indah samanya,
dan di ke arahku, aku tertunggu. Meski hatiku untuk kamu dan hatimu tetap aku, jangan coba kita tuh bertemu. Takkan sanggup aku bertahan diam, ingin berlari pernah ku miliki.
Harus ku hapus bayanganmu.
Mengapa hati selalu memanggil namamu? Semakin aku menjauh, semakin jiwa tak bisa terpisahkan.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
When I'm up late and lonely, when I'm just out hoping, know what I wanna hear from you. When the doubt pulls me under, when I need to recover, know what I wanna hear from you. Say, baby, say to me the words that keep me going. Yeah, I know you know them. Say, baby, say to me the words that made me hear. I love the way they feel. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. Say it again cause I need it. Sounding so good, know you mean it. Some of that sweet, sweet talk to me.
When my conscience is breaking and it's feeling efficient, know what I wanna hear from you. When the clouds fill the sky up, no one I can rely on, no one I wanna hear from you. Say, baby, say to me the words that keep me going. Yeah, I know you know it. Say, baby, say to me the words that make me hear. I love the way they feel. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. Say it again cause I need it. Sounding so good when you mean it. Some of that sweet, sweet talk to me.
Yeah, I'm feeling so stuck, gridlock. Give me some of that, sweet talk. I've been up all night, getting so blue. But here comes you to the rescue. How did you do it? I'm on that log. Gotta figure it out, I'ma be like Sherlock. Wait, I don't need to know, you don't need to show. And just keep them words flow.
Oh, love, oh, love, that sweet talk.
Give me some of that.
Oh, love, oh, love, that sweet talk. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. Sweet, you sweet give talk. Me some of that hey. Sweet, sweet talk. Say it again, cause I need it. It sounded so good, but you need it. Some of that sweet, sweet talk.
Give it to me.
Sweet talk.
Fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice to traditional brunch. Lunch at the sea. Many do. Where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fares. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku hampiri jalan yang kita lewati. Setiap hari kita di sini. Ku menanti hadirmu untuk kembali. Hanya kenangan yang tersisa di sini. Namun sekarang kau telah pergi dan ku yakini kau takkan kembali. Mungkin hari ini, hari esok atau nanti, berjuta memori yang terpatri dalam hati ini. Mungkin hari
sini.
Sekarang,
sekarang kau telah pergi, dan ku yakini kau takkan kembali. Mungkin hari ini, hari esok atau nanti, berjuta
of Indonesia.
The city size reaches 102.47 square kilometer, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food, pempek or fish cake?
Pempek kapal selam terkenal di mana-mana. Kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the head of information division at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First pempek was made in Sepuluhulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? About belida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Ikan belida itu ikan yang nomor satu.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creature, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of word, namely bi meaning to have and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish, an Indonesian language, is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River? Listener, belida fish has a medium size, maximum length is 100 cm, and average weight is a half to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with a small head, and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray, and in the front, one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales, there are white circles like black balls, surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that belida fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though Belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau. So it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of Belida fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of Belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Now people in Palembang no longer use Belida fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can flow. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
Do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from Belida fish to gabus fish? Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
Kalau bagi saya, kebanyakan orang Palembang dari Belida
fish. To me, gabus fish is more delicious than Belida fish.
Belida fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hope Belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see Belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek or fish cake, without worrying the existence of Belida fish as the basic ingredient of pempek, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor Belida.
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smiles, kindness and love, that's what I
sakit bisikan, bisikan memacu hasrat, desir-desir mimpi isyaratkan lagi dunia. Kamulah satu-satunya yang ternyata mengerti aku. Maafkan aku selama ini yang sedikit melupakanmu. Segala santun yang kau endap di jiwaku tak terisap dulu. Kini kecapkan sesalku, anyaman cintamu terkoyak buram mataku. Kamulah satu-satunya yang ternyata mengerti aku. Maafkan aku selama ini yang sedikit melupakanmu. Puing-puing janjiku ku pugar kembali untukmu. Segala denyut nadi memanggil, kamulah satu-satunya. Pengkuan dirimu tak ingin terbungkus, terbungkus penyesalan. Satu-satunya yang ternyata mengerti aku. Maafkan aku selama ini yang sedikit melupakanmu. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jakarta entitled Mars Betawi. The song Mars Betawi was composed by Kojek, a Betawi musician who often combines hip-hop and gambang kromong, Betawi's typical music. The song is a tribute to Benyamin Sueb, a legendary Betawi or native Jakarta artist. In addition, the song with Betawi dialect lyrics tells the story of the great Betawi artist who was successful as a singer and movie star. The song Mars Betawi also advises the younger generation to continue preserving Betawi culture because the late Benyamin Sueb had done during his lifetime. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Mars Betawi by Kojak. Happy listening.
Benyamin SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari sampai luar negeri.
Si muke kampung rezeki kote, lahirnya di pusat kota Jakarta. 5 Maret 39 berojolnya di Kemayoran. Anak bontot banyak saudare, hobinya emang demen bercande. Dari kecil usil dan jahil, tapi orangnya emang terampil. Jadi penyanyi gambang, pemain film, semua dilakonin biar budaya Betawi didemenin.